whatever, but a phenomena. Though fully functional in the studio, their peak moments, fortunately for us, occur during their live performances. Please welcome Phish.
Sometimes when you just coast along, but like it or not, something always seems to go wrong. Sometimes people build you up so they can knock you down. Sometimes they will have you there 'cause they need someone around. Perhaps you'll receive invitations for tea. Perhaps you will laugh and you'll make them all smile. Maybe you'll join them, 'cause it had to be. Perhaps you'll forget that you forgot for a while.
Birds of a feather are flocking outside. Birds of a feather are flocking outside. Birds of a feather are flocking outside. Birds of a feather are flocking outside.
Like whippets they dance in a curly cue dance, a pulses and ringing a campfire chants of ritual drumming. Although at first glance you thought you could run, but you won't take a chance. It's not an experience if they can't bring someone along. They hang out emotions, they battle inside. They peck out the ground and they strut out of stride.
Birds of a feather are flocking outside. Birds of a feather are flocking outside. Birds of a feather are flocking outside. Birds of a feather are flocking outside.
Thank you.
your taping policy, which some people will be familiar with, but for other people, they'll think, what's going on here? They're allowing people to essentially make bootlegs. Mm-hmm. And to some people, they might think that's the record company would just go nuts. What's this is going to undercut album sales, blah, blah, blah.
They didn't love it. I mean, but it'd been something we'd been doing for years. And it was just when it got to the point where we were got onto a major label, it just felt like a right thing to do. To cut it out to the fans. And also, I think for years it had just been free advertising for the band. I mean, especially in your earlier stages.
There's a great example of that. We did our first road trip was out to Colorado. We did 7 or 8 nights at this club called the Roma in Telluride. And we drove, 40 or 50 hours in a van and just played every night. And those shows were all taped. And there was, I think, probably between 8 and 15 people, the same 8 and 15 people that came every night.
Yeah.
And
they were doing that drive too then.
Yeah, well, they were from locals. They kind of came down the first night. And we were doing, strange things on stage where we'd switch instruments and do little, one-act plays and stuff. Uh-huh. Anyway, these shows all got taped, and then we left. A year or two later, we came back to Colorado, and we had an audience that, because of these tapes that had spread, that they were familiar with all our songs, not just the ones that were on the albums, and it enabled us to continue playing those kind of shows. You don't have to be selling an album. You're just playing whatever you want to play. So it's been a big help to us.
Thank you. one of your Halloween concerts some years back, you decided to surprise the fans, and you did the Beatles' White Album, I think, top to bottom. Yep. Most of the audience didn't know this was coming. They didn't...
No, yeah, we kept it pretty good secret. Yeah.
But, of course, the next year they were expecting something like that. Right. And I think next year you did the Quadrophenia record. Mm-hmm. And then you did a record that I was involved with, which was kind of a surprise for me, too. And it's kind of ambitious, and it's... What made you decide to do that?
We did a show in somewhere down south about a year before that first Halloween mm-hmm. show. And because we have this habit of mixing up the set lists, we thought it would be kind of a shock to play our own album, which was Hoist, mm-hmm. the album, exactly as it... You know, normally we improvise yeah, and everything. Yeah. So
the
for one set, really, yeah. It was the most shocking thing we could do.
Actually play the album yeah. in its entirety. Uh-huh.
So we played the whole album, top to bottom, exactly as it lay on plastic. And afterwards, we were talking to some fans, and we were jokingly boasting, oh, we'll mm-hmm. play any album ever recorded. And that gave us the idea that the next Halloween, well, let's do that as a musical costume.
Except having to get inside another band's head like that, which
it's
amazing.
You don't know how it's going to affect you or how it's going what you're going to pull away from it. But each time we did this with the Beatles' White Album, you know, obviously the beautiful songs that they wrote and so many of them, the melodies and the orchestration. We really tried to get the orchestration down between the four instruments mm-hmm. as best we could. You know, and the next year we did the Who album, and it was sort of playing in a big... We're in Rosemont Horizon in Chicago, which is a big arena, and sort of playing a Who album in an arena, it gives you a sense of, oh, man, yeah. you know, these guys really...
They were writing for this venue.
Yeah, exactly. And then when we did Remain in Light, it may have had, in some ways, the biggest effect on us, because I think we really learned the grooves. We really tried to get inside the grooves that were on the album, and... I know for me personally, I took so much away from that, and the sort of groove-oriented playing that we've done in the last few years, you know, repetition, pulling things out, putting it back, all that sort of thing. A lot of it was from learning that.
It becomes a study, you know, meditation.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're listening to the album a lot during the fall before Halloween and practicing it, and like you said, getting in the heads of the people who made it without knowing them necessarily.
Right.
And so we come away with a lot, with you know.
We spent a year in your head.
Sorry. Thank you.
Thank you. Get up.
I'm up, and I can take what you give, and I'm here, but I don't want you to live with me, 'cause all I want is a taste for free. Down, and I will drag you along and around until you burst into song and unwind and leave your new life behind for a while. 'Cause I can see through the lies. I can see through the lies. Song and unwind, and leave your new life behind for a while. I'm out, and I will stay here alone and without someone controlled by the phone and TV. But what it's doing to me is fine.
Space, alter my place.
Check out the Sessions website. The address is here on your screen, www.sessions@west54th.com.